Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is you're going to have to fight to survive. Fight to survive is today's message. And have you ever been to a third world country or maybe seen on television where you just saw people trying to stay alive? Literally in countries of Africa, a lot of these people, they're no different than wild animals because they're living in shacks. They're living outside and they're fighting for basic food and shelter, just basic necessities to survive, right? In these cultures, we see people that are fighting to survive. Yes, and it's really sad when you see this on television, but I'm here to tell you that America is dying, and the reason why America is dying is because it's taking out Jesus Christ, the source of life. So Jesus Christ is that source of life. America is dying, and now... America is not surviving. Because when you take out the source of life in America, now you have to fight to survive. So now America is not surviving is because we've taken life out of our nation. And life is Jesus. Jesus is that source of life. So when you had the source of life, which is Jesus, it was very easy to live. It was very easy to live. Because you had the source of life, right? You could survive easily. You could enjoy yourself and survive. Some of us call this the American dream. So the source of life, we had life in America. The source of life. The Bible says in John 1:4, in Him, Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. So Jesus is life, so America could survive because we had life in the fabric of America. But now we have taken the source of life out of this nation, which means you no longer are going to be able to survive easily, but now you're going to have to fight to survive. We have to fight to survive in America. As you look around, it's getting harder to find a job, harder to have money, harder to put food on the table. Everything that was once easy for survival is now becoming hard to survive. Now, most Americans are like wild animals or becoming like wild animals who now have to fight to survive. A lot of people now, they have lost all common sense where they have to fight to survive. See, the Bible says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. But once you have taken life, which is Jesus, out of a nation, you have to fight to survive because there's no Jesus that gave you survival. Now you have to fight. So this life, which was Jesus, was the light of men. That is, through everything He made, had a principle of life in it. Whether it's the vegetables or the fields or whether it's the animals or whether it's mankind and their intellect, all of this, that life or animal principle in the human being was the truth of the matter is the world was created by this light. And this light could guide them to heaven for the world by the wisdom. They didn't know God. So the Bible says that vegetables, animals, or your mind was the source of life. And um, And it cannot be led to heaven without life, without Jesus, the source of life. So now the source of life has been removed. Now Jesus has been removed out of America. They've taken crosses down. They've taken pictures of Jesus down. They've taken prayer out of the public schools. They've taken everything out of America. So now the source of life has been removed. So now you have to fight to survive. You have to fight to survive. You're in Les Kumite, and you got to fight. You got to fight to survive. The fresh drink in America, you no longer live your life with ease. You no longer be able to... Jesus is like the fresh drink. He's not in America. So now, in America, you can no longer live your life with ease. But now you have to fight to survive. Fight just to have basic needs of life. Why? Because we have taken Jesus, who is the source of life, out of this country. And the reason why this is happening is because we have taken Jesus out of America. And therefore, now we have to fight to survive for our basic needs. We are no different in America than wild animals who fight to survive. Now, mankind, because we have taken the life of Jesus out of America, we have to fight to survive. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but all the basic needs of man now has to be fought for. We are no different than wild animals who are fighting to survive. You must fight to survive today in America because now Jesus has been taken out. You used to be able to live at ease. You used to be able to not work so hard because we had Jesus in America. We had prosperity. We had economical wealth. But because we've sold our soul to Satan, and because we outsourced all of our jobs to China, and because now we've gotten rid of Jesus and we've become a demoralized society, and now that we're letting our borders wide open and all the foreigners are coming in, now we have to fight to survive. We have to fight to survive. Our countries literally have been taken over by Satan, and so now we have to fight to survive. In John 14:6, the Bible said, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Once again, Jesus Christ says that he is the life. He is the life, and you have to fight to survive. Jesus is that life which gave man life. But now, since we have taken Jesus out of America, there is no life. So therefore, we have to fight to survive. There is no life in America anymore. People are dying at such a fast rate. People are dying at a younger age. There is no life. So now, we have to fight to survive. First, the lower creation will die off as we see that the fish and the animals and the birds in the air are dying at such a fast rate. And so no man will have food to eat, and then we will have to fight to survive. We are barbarians in the jungle. If you can imagine with a spear fighting just to survive. This happens all the time around the world. People are fighting to survive. But unfortunately, it came to the soil of America, where America now has to fight to survive. I'm here to tell you, because you have taken life, Jesus, out of this country, out of our public schools, out of your marriage, out of the hospitals, out of our government, now we have to fight to survive. Oh, come on, somebody. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, the Bible says, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So what did Jesus Christ bring to man? He brought life and immortality to our bodies. Jesus Christ brought life. And when we have taken Jesus out of your church, out of America, you've taken life. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus has brought life to our souls and our bodies, which made us easier for us to survive. You see, when you have Jesus, when He is the life of your nation, it's easier for you to survive. When Jesus is the life and the light of your family, it's easier for you to survive. When Jesus is the light and the life of your community, it's easier for you to survive. But now we must fight to survive because we have taken the source of life out of America. I don't know about you today, but I'm here to tell you that we have to fight to survive. We are in a kumite. We have to fight for basic shelter today. We have to fight for a home today. We have to fight to eat today. We're no different than animals in the jungle who are fighting to survive. We have become regular animals with our cell phones. We are not civilized humans, but we are fighting just to survive. We can't even say hello to our fellow man because we're like animals in our big cities, stepping on people and fighting just to survive. Unfortunately, we have created a culture to fight is just to survive. I don't know about you today, but in John chapter 5, verse 26, for just as the Father has life in Himself, even so He gave to the Son who have life in Himself. You see, Jesus Christ has life, and it's in Himself. Not only did He have life to lay power to lay His life down on the cross, but He had power to raise His body up. Oh, come on, somebody. See, when the Pharisees, also, when they decided to kill Jesus and were diligently seeking some means to carry out their plans, and in the context, these words carry a weight in John chapter 10, 17 and 18, when Jesus plainly said that they would not be able to murder Him, but that He would lay down His own life and take it up again. You need to understand that Jesus, that men were not able to murder, they were not able to murder Jesus Christ, but He laid His life down because He was the source of life. Jesus affirms here that not only did He lay His life down, but He would take His life up again, which means He would resurrect Himself. And Jesus affirms here that the Son is co-equal with God in the possession of life Himself. So Jesus not only had power to lay His life down, but He had power to resurrect His life. Because Jesus is life. And when, as a nation, you take life out of the equation, when you take life out of America, now you have to fight to survive. And Jesus does confirm this to the religious demons that He gives Himself life. Jesus is the author of life. And when you've taken Jesus out, now you have to fight to survive because life is no longer with you. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 11, the Bible says, and the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life. And this life is through His Son. Not only eternal life, but Jesus also wants to give you life on earth. You see, without Jesus, you simply can't survive. But now that we have taken Jesus Christ out of America, now we have to fight to survive. We are in a kumite. We have to fight when we go to the store. We have to fight on the highways. We have to fight when we go anywhere. We are literally in the battle for our lives today. America has turned into one big kumite where we all have to fight. Yes, did you know, those of you that are listening to this sermon today, that you're in a battle for your life today? Don't you know that you are in a battle for your life? You are in a battle today in America. Now you have to fight to survive. Oh, come on, somebody, because once you have taken Jesus out, He was the source of life. You have to fight to survive, because Jesus was the source of life and is the source of life. But you've taken Jesus out of America. Life only comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the author of life. You take out the author of life, then you're going to die. And now you have to fight to survive. It's quite easy and it's quite simple. We must all now fight to survive, and we must all fight to bring Jesus Christ back to America. We must fight to survive. We are now in a battle for survival, a battle for food, a battle for our health, a battle to worship Jesus, a battle to pray. We must fight to survive in America. In John chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible says, "So that whosoever believeth will in him have eternal life." Jesus is that source of eternal life. In John 3:36, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God will abide in him." You see, we have taken every picture of Jesus out of our church. We have taken Jesus out of our communities. We have taken Jesus out of every fabric of our society. We have taken crosses down. We are doing all we can to take the source of life out of America. And now we have to fight to survive. See, whoever believes in the Son has life, but he who does not believe will not have life. So America, you no longer believe in Jesus. So you, what are you? You're dying. So now you have to fight to survive. We see this in every nation that rejects Jesus Christ. We see their land becomes cursed. We see people start to starve. We see so much demoralized injustice. Now people have to fight just to survive. I don't know about you today, but Jesus is that source of life. And without Jesus Christ, you simply cannot survive. In John chapter 6:35, "Then Jesus declared, I am that bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus saying, "I am the bread. I will give you life." Jesus is that bread that helps you to survive. You must fight to survive, and Jesus can give you that bread to survive. Did you know to survive, all you really need is some bread and water? And Jesus is that bread of life that will help you survive and give you life. Oh, come on, somebody. Bread is all you need to live and survive. And Jesus is all you need for life. The church will not help you survive. No, only Jesus Christ Himself can help you survive. Where there is no Jesus, then there is death all around. And then you will have to fight to survive. I don't know about you today, but there's death all around us because we have taken Jesus Christ out of America. You see, Jesus is that source of life. We don't have to be animals in the jungle. We don't have to fight. As long as we brought Jesus back, He would show us how to live in peace. But now we have to fight to survive. And Adam called his wife Eve. Who? What did Eve mean? Eve meant life, because she was the mother of the living. And was not Jesus the seed of the woman that was to bruise the head of the serpent and to give life to the whole world? I don't know about you, but the reason why this world is so chaotic, the reason why your life is turning chaotic, is because you have taken Jesus Christ out of your life. If you would bring Jesus Christ back in your life, you could live in, you could survive. But I'm here to tell you now, you're going to have to fight to survive because you have taken Jesus Christ out of America. Come on, somebody. John, in the book of John, he spoke of life 36 times. Yes, John was always speaking about life, and then he used a conjunction with eternal life. And Jesus wants to give you life and eternal life. Yes, I don't know about you today, but we have to fight to survive. You are in a kumite. You are now in the jungle. You are now a wild animal. You are now have lost your mind. You are going crazy because you are not relying on Jesus Christ. You went to Walmart and you decided that Walmart was doing you some good. You see, without Jesus, there is no life. Oh, come on, somebody. Now you have to fight to survive. You are in a ring. You're in a kumite. And now you're up against this giant. And he's about to kick your butt. But come on, somebody. You have to fight now because you gave the giant an upper hand. And now he's coming down to kick your butt. Oh, come on, somebody. You see, you used to live at ease. It was easy for you to survive. Why? Because you had the source of life in this nation. But you kicked it out and you gave the devil an upper hand. And now Satan now rules the country of America. So now you have to fight to survive. You have to fight for Jesus Christ. You have to fight for your health. Because all the pharmaceutical devils, the pharmakia has come to destroy your health. Now you are in a kumite. You are the underdog and it doesn't look like you're going to win. But I'm here to tell you, if you bring Jesus Christ back, you're going to win the fight. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't you think it's time now to bring Jesus back? But now you have to fight to survive. I don't know about you, but you have to fight to survive because you have taken the source of life out of this nation. And that life comes from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is that source of life, and Jesus Christ wants to give you life. Jesus Christ wants to help you survive. Jesus Christ wants to give you strength. Jesus Christ is the one who gives you strength on earth and for eternity. I don't know about you, but you have to fight to survive. You live in the jungle of America, and America is turning into a jungle. And now we have predators and the prey. We have predators and the prey. But in Jesus is life, and life was the light of the world. What about you today? Is Jesus Christ the source of your life? Because now you're going to have to fight to survive. Now you're going to have to fight to survive. There's no playing around anymore. We are in a battle, and that is for survival. There's no playing around. We're in a battle to save America. We're in a battle for Jesus. You're in a battle for your faith today. And it is time to fight and contend for your faith. I don't know about you today, but it's time. It is time to fight to survive. We all need to fight to survive for Jesus. We all need to fight and survive because it ain't getting any easier. Matter of fact, in 2016, it's going to get real hard. And that's why we all need to fight to survive. I don't know about you, but bring Jesus back to your family. Bring Jesus Christ back to America. If you don't have a picture of Jesus on your wall, put it on your wall. If you don't have a picture of Jesus in your home, put it in your home. If you don't have Jesus in your church, put him in your church. It don't matter if he's black, Asian, or white. We just need a picture of Jesus because symbols are important. We need crosses back up in our churches. We need crosses back up in our hospitals. And yes, we need the cross of Jesus back up in our schools. Are you ready to fight? Because you have no choice now. You must fight to survive. I'm here to tell you, you have no choice. You must fight to survive. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.